Hello and welcome to Wayward Witch, a pagan podcast. My name is Miranda, and I'll be guiding you along this journey to explore non-denominational witchcraft for the modern practitioner every Tuesday. You can find us on your preferred podcast provider, or by following the links on Twitter at WayWitchCast, or on Facebook and Instagram at WayWitchPodcast. Feel free to reach out for questions, concerns, or even just a chit-chat, as I do love to hear from all of you. Let's walk this path together. We're back at it again with the disclaimers. Some of you may know that the Nine Noble Virtues are a creation of the British Union of Fascists and National Socialists, or Nazis, but whatever. While the creation of this set of virtues was initially created by literal Nazis, that doesn't mean that the modern usage reflects that. I kind of like the idea of taking something that was created by a group of people that I absolutely loathe and turning it into something that directly goes against their every belief, not only out of spite, but according to their own works. It's like saying, I know your intentions were to oppress, but I'm going to use it to uplift. So, as always, we don't stand with Nazi nonsense on this podcast, and this episode will therefore reflect that. The Nine Noble Virtues are courage, truth, honor, fidelity, discipline, hospitality, industriousness, self-reliance, and perseverance. With some of these things can be a bit fuzzy because it can be incredibly relative to the individual who seeks to exude these characteristics throughout their life. For instance, your idea of honor may be entirely different than someone else's. Some view honor on a societal scale, where our reputation within our communities dictate the level of honor we wish to achieve, while other people may see honor as a deeply personal thing by means of being the best person that they can be, according to their own morality compass, regardless of whether or not it benefits the community around them. I think there, it can kind of turn into a whole debate about our roles as either solitary individuals or pieces of a whole. So I'll try to veer away from that a little bit, because I could honestly go on for hours about it. But let's move on. Courage is the willingness to do what is right in spite of what is easy. This could range from facing a phobia to overcome it, in my case, anything to do with caterpillars, or pushing through an uncomfortable situation for the greater good. However, it's important to understand that blindly going into a dangerous or uncomfortable situation without understanding the risk involved isn't bravery. It's carelessness. When we're careless under the guise of bravery, what we're actually doing is throwing the sanctity of our life into the garbage can and bulldozing. Don't Leroy Jenkins things through life, kids. Truth is the willingness to be honest and to say what one knows to be true and right. I'll repeat that. It is the willingness to be honest and to say what you know to be true and right. Sometimes the truth varies from person to person, especially in times of emotional upheaval, so it's important to understand that your truth may vary from someone else's. We should all strive to be as accurate and factual as possible in our truths, though. I think it's supremely important to remember that in our current day and age, where it's so easy for us to mislead one another with false information for the sake of sensationalism, we're all so ready to be angry and start arguments over things that simply aren't true. We see that especially this time of year when there's this big hoopla about the war on Christmas, because people honestly believe through misinformation being spread around that there's an attempt to legally ban the usage of the phrase Merry Christmas. That's an obvious falsehood. However, in relative truth, we can look at our own personal interactions. I'm sure everyone listening in has unintentionally hurt someone's feelings before, and while your truth could be that it was a joke, the wounded individual's truth could be that it wasn't a joke, and hurt them because it was insulting. The important thing to remember is that if you know it to be false, don't say it. If you're unsure, research it. A simple note here, though, for those of you who are super braggy about being brutally honest. You can be honest and truthful without being a dick. I promise you can. Being intentionally and unnecessarily hurtful to other people just to prove how honest you are doesn't really do anything but harm others and make you look like a jerk. Quit that. Be nice. It costs a whole free 90 free. Honor is the feeling of inner value and worth from which one knows that one is noble of being, and the desire to show respect for this quality when it is found in the world. It could translate as self-image or self-esteem, and is important to recognize that this will be different from person to person. Consider it as your worth to the community or your reputation. Do people come to you for advice and trust what you have to say, or do they avoid and consider you unapproachable because of how you treat others? When you see a problem within your community that you have the resources and ability to assist with, do you lend a helping hand, or do you turn your back on those who need you? Honor itself relies so much on our communities, and I think this is where we need to understand a deeper truth about the world around us. We cannot thrive as individuals or nuclear families if our communities are not thriving. We cannot maintain this mentality of, I look out for me and mine, as just the people living within our four walls of our homes. Our continuance as pagans, heathens, and all-around human beings relies on our willingness as a collective, and we cannot deny that fact. Fidelity is also known as loyalty. Loyalty to your faith, your loved ones, and yourself, as well as a sense of generosity when holding true to this sense of fidelity. The Nine Noble Virtues all correlate to different passages within the Havamal, and the passage relating to this particular virtue is as follows. Quote, if you find a friend you fully trust and wish for his goodwill, exchange thoughts, exchange gifts, go often to his house. End quote. I wanted to add that bit to shine a little bit of clarification on this. We all know what loyalty to our loved ones is, so there's really no need for me to drive that home. Though, be mindful that your loyalty doesn't beget enabling. By being loyal to those around you, there comes a sense of trust that's traded between people, which could be considered a gift. We all have people we trust, and we all know how truly precious that is, especially when we need to rely on our support structure in our darkest hours. In the same vein, we should be generous in other ways as well. This isn't necessarily saying that you have to constantly give tangible items back and forth, but to provide other, deeper gifts. When someone trusts you, you can gift them with trust in return. If you learn something new and valuable, that shared information could be the gift of knowledge. When you grow in wisdom, the advice you give to those who ask of it is a gift. There needs to be this continuance of emotional and spiritual generosity with one another in order for the bonds of loyalty to strengthen. Self-discipline is the willingness to be hard on oneself first, and then, if needed, help with the development with others, so that the greater purposes may be achieved. Heathens don't really focus their faith in the same way that other practices under the pagan umbrella do, where there's this idea that all of our wrongdoings will come to light at the end of our days, and there's some determination as to what will happen with our spirit after our meat suits wither and decay. The focus is to be the best person that we can be in order to best benefit the world that was created for us by our ancestors before us, so that we can preserve a world that's better for our future generations. This cannot be achieved without self-discipline and accountability. Being able to recognize our own flaws and actively work to overcome them and develop for the better is integral to heathen worship. Discipline and fidelity often work very closely together, with discipline providing the willpower needed to retain one's fidelity. Thus, we grasp and shape our own destiny and worth. Hospitality is the willingness to share what one has with one's fellows, especially when they are far from home. This is not the same as giving out all of your worldly possessions to anyone who comes by begging. It is the concept of sharing. As stated earlier, if you see a fellow person in need and you have the resources and ability to assist them in any way that they need, you should absolutely help them. I'm kind of sad that that has to be said, to be completely honest, but I digress. It's important to know that you shouldn't give everything you have, whether tangible or not, to people simply because they are in need or you have it over and over again until your hypothetical well has run dry. Boundaries are quintessential to basic human function, so never feel afraid to say no if giving anything of yourself or what you have will be detrimental to your well-being. Industriousness is the willingness to work hard and always striving for what for efficiency as a joyous activity in itself. It's vital that we work hard at what we seek to achieve, for without consistent and well-directed effort, our goals will not be reached. But it doesn't mean that we should work all the time. As a matter of fact, one should be industrious in your leisure pursuits as well, and avoid the concept of making work for the sake of having work to do. To put it as simply as possible, we should always be making the best out of the time that we have in a day. Now, I know this can come off as a bit ableist in a way, by pushing the concept that we are useless without economical contribution, but I want to debunk that. Whether it's through employment, education, or bettering the self, it is all considered work, and whatever we're doing to better ourselves should be done with pride, purpose, and efficiency. You could further consider industriousness as the opposite of complacency. Lastly, but definitely not least, we have perseverance. Perseverance is the ability to stand up and return from defeat and failure. We've all heard the saying, fall down 6 times, stand up 7, and I have to say, it's my favorite virtue of all. It doesn't say that we can't take a moment to lick our wounds and process things for a moment, because anyone who's been kicked in the teeth in life knows that that's part of the process. But at the end of it all, we need to stand up. You should also notice that this isn't about solitary perseverance. In order to be able to stand up every time we fall down, there will be times where we have to have the humility to ask for help, and the wisdom to know when the exact time to ask for it is. So stand up, Witchling, even if you need a helping hand to do so. I am fully aware that not everyone listening in is a heathen, but I personally think that there are some amazing guidelines to live your life by, regardless of religious or spiritual association. At the end of the day, who wouldn't benefit from working to be the best version of themselves, to be better people for the world around us? So go out into the world and be the best that you can possibly be. I also want to personally apologize for not recording last week. It's been a bit of a doozy. In that case, I will be recording an extra episode either this week or next week, just to kind of make sure that we do have 4 episodes for Norse November. And yeah, that's about it. So, as always, never forget, Witchlings. Be kind. Be brave. Be unstoppable. I'll see you next time.